It's midnight in New York City, and you're in tune with 90.7 FM. This is member-supported WFUV, public radio from Fordham University in New York. A little bit of the Night Train to get us rolling tonight on this very special edition of the Rhythm and Blues Group Harmony Review. Another Black History Month special, very historic show. A lot of wonderful information about the background and development of the 1950s Rhythm and Blues vocal group sound that this show has been featuring since March of 1963. And tonight we have with us, returning to WFUV, a good friend of the music, a good friend of the show, a historian when it comes to much of the detailed and documentation of this music. Bill Obe, welcome back to 90.7 FM.
Thank you very much, Dan. What a wonderful introduction, and I appreciate it very much. And I'm pleased to be back. It's almost a year, and I hope everybody's going to enjoy the show.
I'm sure they will, Bill, and it really is a treat for me to have you back here. And looking over the list, it's just phenomenal. A great deal of the material I know is new to me and is going to be new to a great many of our listeners. So I think we're going to keep up that tradition of opening up each show with a song with a midnight theme or a midnight reference. And you were kind enough to bring something along tonight. So what do you say we go right into it?
Let's give the listeners a treat right off.
Thank you.
Well, I got to tell you, Bill, that one really put me in the mood. That was fantastic.
1945 for the Erskine Hawkins Orchestra and a track called Tippin' In. Written by Bobby Smith, was a session January 10th, 1945, New York City. And the Erskine Hawkins Orchestra was on trumpets. Erskine Hawkins, Bobby Johnson, Chuck Jones, Sammy Lowe, the famous orchestra leader on a lot of the Onyx records, was in the trumpet section. Bill Moore, trombones, Donald Cole, Dave James, Norman Green, Ed Sims, the alto sax, Bobby Smith does that wonderful alto sax coming into the record. And Dan, he is the orchestra leader for the One of the Larks major Apollo recordings in the 1950s. We had Jimmy Mitchell, who was also the vocalist with Erskine Hawkins, Aaron Maxwell, Julian Dash is the tenor sax player, Hayward Henry is on a lot of the Davis and Vic recordings in the 1950s. Ace Harris is the piano player, Leroy Kirkland, another orchestra leader from the 50s, is on guitar. Lee Stanfield, Stanfield is on bass, Kelly Martin's on drums. All-star lineup. They were the host band of the Savoy Ballroom in the late 1930s, were the house band in the 1940s. Erskine Hawkins started from the Birmingham, Alabama, was born in July 26, 1914, came from the State Teachers College and originally was the Bama State Collegian. Down in Montgomery, Alabama, 1934, became Erskine Hawkins Orchestra. Had many, many hit records in 1945, Tippin' In, written by Bobby Smith. And if you have the Lloyd's label, Dan, it's also done by the Larks. And Bobby Smith's the orchestra leader. He wrote the record, so a little inspiration. We started the show out with the fabulous Ravens on Columbia Records, 39112, Midnight Blues. The flip side is what I'm usually play. You don't have to drop a heart to break it. And the Ravens recorded that October 30th, 1950. And the instrumentation is very jazz-oriented. Didn't you hear
yes.
the clarinet? That's mm-hmm. Peanuts Hucko, who was with the Charlie Barnett Band, was with the Glenn Miller Air Force Band. We also have Bill Sanford on piano, and the vibes on that track is the vibraphonist Terry Gibbs, who's a legend in the jazz field. So the Ravens had some top-notch instrumentation on their recordings, and the surprising thing about Columbia, the Ravens did very poor as far as sales on Columbia. They had many hits on National, but for some reason couldn't make it on Columbia. And actually signed with the label for $15,000 in 1950.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable about sometimes the turn of events. You know, you couldn't predict something like that, especially with them doing as well as they had been doing with National. And
they had over 15 regional hits, according to Billboard and Cashbox magazines in the late 40s. Went to Columbia, and nothing seemed to work for them.
Well, I think you folks are... see what a kind of a detailed analysis and historic approach and informative show you're going to be in store for tonight. Thanks to my very special guest, Bill Obe. And once again, I would also like to thank Bill for continuing our special theme and starting his Black History Month special off tonight with the Ravens and Midnight Blues. But from now until 2 a.m., Bill is going to be providing a wealth of information and listening enjoyment to these great recordings that he was kind enough to bring in to WFUV during this very special edition of the Rhythm and Blues Group Harmony Review. So be sure to keep those dials set to 90.7 FM. Yours truly, Dan Romanello, and now back to my very special guest, Bill Obe.
For Black History, Dan, I decided... that we were going to have some chapters of the history of this music, and they're not in any special order, but the next chapter we're going to go to is a jump rhythm and blues set. And these next two recordings have some backup vocal harmony. The first recording, Joe Morrison, his orchestra, has the band doing some jump harmony to a vocalist named Mr. Stringbean. And this was recorded June of 1953 for the Herald record label, Al Silver's label, Herald 418, released in October of 1953. And this particular recording is known as Pass the Juice, Miss Lucy.
Hey, gang, come on, go with me. I know where we can have a good time tonight. Down to Miss Lucy's house. Let's go! Yeah!
Pass the juice, Miss Lucy.
I feel so all alone.
Pass the juice, Miss Lucy.
My love is coming home.
Pass the juice, Miss Lucy.
Thank you.
Happy Brown, Bye Bye Baby, Savoy, 1514, a July 1957 territorial hit in Chicago. Nappy Brown, born in Charlotte, North Carolina, October 1929, the Savoy Session. Date was October 4th, 1956. Bye Bye Baby, a hit record in several of the cities, was written by Billy Miles, who did The Joker. And Nappy Brown's backed up by the Kelly Owens Orchestra. Famous jazz pianist Sammy Price is playing the piano, and it's an unknown vocal group. And Nappy Brown started in the spiritual gospel field with the Golden Bells and later with the Selah Jubilee Singers. Before that, we heard the great Joe Morris Orchestra with Mr. Stringbean, Pass the Juice, Miss Lucy, and Joe Morris was the house band for the 1953 Herald recordings, and Joe Morris was a trumpeter, 1946, Dan, with Lionel Hampton's orchestra.
And we were also talking a little bit off the mic there about some work with Atlantic.
Yes, he signed with Atlantic in 1950 and was with them for 3 years on their blues recordings. He actually was with them in 1948, and then he left them to do some solo orchestra work with some of the smaller labels. But Joe Morris, great leader. Unfortunately, Joe Morris only lived to the age of 38. He had a brain tumor, unfortunately, for him. But a musician that was very, very important to both jazz, big band, rhythm and blues. And he had, without Joe Morris, we probably wouldn't have had Faye Adams.
Yeah, that's a very important point you're making there, and an excellent tie-in, too, to the jazz and blues and big band components of R&B. Of course, the rhythm and blues sound that this show predominantly played over the years from the 1950s drew in its roots from various other aspects of the music. And tonight we have Bill Obe, and just completing a very interesting and wonderful Jump R&B set, some excellent information. Both of these 45s, people might be familiar with artists like Joe Morris, Nappy Brown. I don't have either one of these in the collection. I know I've never featured them before on the show. And tonight's presentation, by the way, there will be a great deal of material unfamiliar to the audience. But in addition to that, there are going to be some very important rhythm and blues sides from the 1950s that Bill's going to make a very excellent point about, and their contribution to vocal group harmony coming up a little bit later on in the show. I won't give too much away, but I can tell you that the playlist, I think, is outstanding, and right now I'm going to turn it back over to my guest.
Thank you, Dan. The next chapter in the history of rhythm and blues, and it's going to go back to the roots of the vocal group. This set starts off with a recording that really is the basis of jazz, rhythm and blues, and many facets of popular music. The main ingredient is the blues. And we're going to start off the roots of the R&B vocal group chapter with a rare radio program from the Columbia Workshop show from October 12, 1942. And they had a theme back then, a little story about the blues, and we have a little excerpt from that show. The vocal group, the Delta Rhythm Boys, are featured in this very short excerpt from this radio show. Then we're going to go to traditional gospel that was featured in the church, out in the work field, going back to many, many years ago, the earliest days. After that, our third song is going to feature another old-time gospel-type harmony recording that actually was written in 1851 by Stephen Foster. That particular recording is known as the Old folks home, and it's on a transcription, and we're not going to mention the group at this time. But Dan, this particular recording, for the first 50 years, from the year 1900 to 1950, sold 20 million copies of sheet music.
Unbelievable.
At Suwannee River with the old folks home. And this was a number one hit record in August of 1892 by a white vocalist known as Len Spencer. Then after that, we're going to vaudeville, Broadway, one of the earliest black number one hit recordings was Burt Williams. He was a star on Broadway and the vaudeville field. And in 1906, he had a number one song entitled Nobody. We're going to play a wonderful version of that by Ry Cooder from an album from 1978 known as Jazz. And it's a recreation of the 1906 major hit recording by Burt Williams. And our fifth recording in the next set is the individual that may be one of the most important of the last 100 years. He's the creator of swing. And that particular recording came from the year 1928 and has a vocal trio. It's on the OK Blues label. We're going to play these recordings for you. These are the roots of the 1950s vocal group Harmony Sound, the roots to the jazz music from the 20s and 30s, and it all starts with the blues. So here is the start of the roots of the vocal group Sound.
Right here at 90.7 FM on WFUV. A very special edition of the Rhythm and Blues Group Harmony Review, paying tribute to Black History Month with a salute in this very special set to the roots of R&B vocal groups, thanks to my very special guest tonight, Bill Olb, right here at 90.7 FM.
Got your own? Dip in twice a day if you want to. John Doe's and Sam Small's primer for democracy, their Declaration of Independence. Selma and Abraham and Zeke never knew days of splendor, so they don't look back. For them, in Barrows Inlet, rebirth comes a little easier. They always got their eye on tomorrow. Today is a good day to work together. There's only money enough for one mule. They all chipped in for it. They're people who speak in song, people who yearn and work and pray in song. It says much more than the mumbling word. They cry it out.
I've started to make heaven my home. Sometimes I am tossed in and driven, Lord. Sometimes I don't know where to roam.
Theirs is the blues, defined as the poor man's heart disease. Theirs is the spiritual they're singing now in Heaven's Gate Church, set in a clearing in the woods, surrounded by the sky and the scrub oak on Sandy King Road. The Reverend of Heaven's Gate preaches to his people the story of their church.
Yeah! to cross over into Canada.
My name is Harry Douglas.
Hello, everybody. My name is Edward Mumu's Ware.
Hello, everybody. My name is Vernon Gardner.
Hello, everybody. My name is Willie Lundy.
Hello, everybody. My name is Cameron Williams.
Deep River boys are present. Trouble I see, nobody knows but me.
When life seems full of clouds and rain, and I am filled with naught but pain, who soothes my thumping, bumping brain? Nobody. And when winter comes with snow and sleet, and me with hunger and cold feet, who says, "Here's a quarter, boy, now y'all go and eat." Nobody.
Now, I ain't never done nothing to nobody, and I ain't never got nothing from a nobody. buddy, no time. And until I get something from somebody sometime, well, I don't intend to do nothing for nobody, no time. Then summer comes, all cool and clear, and my good friends, they see me drawing near. Who says, come on in here, man, have a beer. Nobody. Last Christmas Eve, 'twas about daybreak, I was in that railroad wreck, and who was it pulled the engine off my neck? Not a living soul. I ain't never done nothing to nobody, and I ain't never got nothing
from nobody, no time. Oh yes,
until I get something.
Oh yes,
from somebody,
oh, yes,
sometime.
Oh yes,
well, I've been thinking it out, and beyond a doubt, I ain't gonna do nothing for nobody, no time.
Da 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 da
Wow, what a wonderful, wonderful set of material exploring the roots of R&B vocal groups from the collection of my very special guest tonight on this Black History Month special edition of the Group Harmony Review. Bill Obe, that was wonderful.
Thank you, Dan. We explored the chapter, the roots of the vocal groups. We started out with the blues, the Delta Rhythm Boys, from the radio program, The Columbia Workshop, October 12, 1942. We went to the Windy City Four, Checker Records, 993, October 1961, the traditional song, Deep River. Then we went to the Deep River Boys, Harry Douglas, so the group members were mentioned right on the disc, and the Old Folks Home, a transcription from 1944, better known as Swanee River, and the wonderful Deep River Boys, and we pay tribute to the late Harry Douglas and group. The fourth recording was the Burt Williams number one song from 1906, done by Ry Cooter and a vocal quartet of Jimmy Adams, Bill Johnson of the Musical Notes and Bill Johnson Group, Simon Pike O'Payne, and Cliff Givens of the Golden Gate Quartet, from the 1978 jazz album, Recreating Nobody. And the fifth recording, Louis Armstrong and his orchestra with a trio, the Basin Street Blues, OK Record 8690, recorded Chicago, December 4th, 1928. Louis is on trumpet and vocal. Actually, it was cornet in those days. Fred Robinson on string bass, Jimmy Strong on clarinet, Earl Hines, piano and vocal, Nancy Kara, banjo and vocal, and Zudie Singleton was the drummer, and Louis Armstrong, the individual that really set the tone with his improvise very much on the swing. I call him the creator of swing, jazz experts, really state that jazz music really truly begins with Louis Armstrong and his Hot Fives, his Hot Sevens, even though there were artists before him that had some early recordings. Louis started in 1923 and was a major artist. I actually, Dan, have about almost 200 recordings of the 20s of Louis Armstrong. That is our roots of the R&B vocal group. We thank our listeners for some of the younger folks. That is really where the 1950s vocal group sound, harmony, the background, the basis, And it all starts with the blues.
Yeah, we had the blues in there, and we touched on some gospel, and as Bill told you earlier, with the jazz and the big band and swing influence into R&B, an excellent development into what we've come to know as 1950s rhythm and blues vocal group harmony. Bill Obe, my special guest, presenting a wonderful assortment of the roots, and right now he's going to move on into the 1950s and perhaps feature some very, very monumental and important recordings for, I guess, what made the transition over to the, not only to the popular markets, but really enabled, I think, the music to sustain itself and survive throughout the 1950s and later. But right before we get to that, I would like to let you folks know something new that we've haven't really announced before in the show. You knew sooner or later with all the email addresses I've been giving out, the show was going to be online on the internet. WFUV is now on the internet. If you'd like to tune in to 90.7 FM via the internet and listen, you can listen to the Group Harmony Review. You can listen to your favorite radio show if you're online, and you can pass the word around the country, around the world. What you have to do is go to the WFUV website at WFUV.org and then go to our homepage and click on Listen to WFUV. It's as simple as that. And you can listen to 90.7 FM, the Group Harmony Review, Rhythm and Blues, the oldest rhythm and blues show in the country, now on the internet. Tonight, a very special edition of the Group Harmony Review, celebrating Black History Month with our good friend, historian, and supporter of this music, Mr. Bill Obe, and I'm going to turn it back over to him right now.
For some of the younger listeners, Dan, and hopefully with the new time slot that you'll be picking up many new listeners, we're going to a chapter, what I believe are some of the most important trend-setting vocal group rock and roll hits of the 1950s. The first record that comes to mind, and this record just was shot out of a rocket. It was such a smash record. In June of 1954, it was on the Billboard pop chart at number 5, and Martin Block on the Make-Believe Ballroom used to try to skip the record because he didn't want to play such a raunchy record on his Saturday morning make-believe ballroom. It was number 2 on the rhythm and blues charts in July of 1954, 14 weeks on the charts. We're talking about the group known as the Chords. 4 members wrote the recording, and it was recorded for Cat Records. March 15, 1954, in New York City, the group from Bronx. And they were really a major, major important early player to the vocal group sounds in 1954. And, of course, the lead is called Claude Feaster. He's in the group also William Edwards, Jimmy Keys, Buddy McKay, and Rupert Branker is the piano player. And this record certainly has an impact, and some people pick out G by the Crows, but I really believe that the Chords record of Shaboom had a greater impact on the youth, on the switch from the rhythm and blues to the rock and roll era. And Shaboom was certainly a major hit. 1954, the Chords start out our trend-setting vocal group rock and roll hit chapter.
Life could be a dream, life could be a dream. Do, 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 Shaboom.
Life could be if I could take you up in paradise up above. If you would tell me I'm the only one that you love.
Life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again.
shaboom, and open we'll meet again, boom. Ding dong, ding dong, a lang, a lang, a lang. Oh, 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 bip, a bip, a dip, a dip. Oh, life could be a dream if only all my precious plans would come true. If you would let me spend my whole life loving you, life could be a dream, sweetheart.
Every time I look at you, something is on my mind. If you do what I want you to, maybe we'd be so fine.
Oh, life could be a dream. Shaboom, if I could take you up in paradise up above. Shaboom, then tell me, darling, I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hope we meet again. Boom, boom, boom. Hey, now, Shaboom, if I could take you up in paradise up above. Shaboom, and tell me, darling, I'm the only one that you love. Life could be a dream. Sweetheart, hello, hello again. Shaboom, and hope we meet again. Boom, boom, boom. Ding dong, ding dong. Shalang, la, lang, la, lang, la, lang, la, 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 la.
Here is the vocal group that had the first number one rock and roll song in America. The Penguins sing Earth Angel.
Just a fool, all fool in love.
Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers return now with Why Do Fools Fall in Love?
Without a doubt, Bill, very significant recordings to the music of the 1950s vocal group sound. Excellent choices, I thought.
Well, my reasons, and certainly people may possibly disagree, but I don't really think there'd be that much disagreement, Dan. Shaboom certainly broke the ice into the big hit record vein with that the Chords version of Shaboom in June of 1954. The Penguins, you can never go against that classic ballad. Alan Freed introducing it from one of the live 1956 Brooklyn Paramount shows. Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, Why Do Fools Fall in Love, live version again from Alan Freed's Brooklyn Paramount show. And just
never really pinpoint the ingredients that it takes to put a record over the top. It could be timing, it could be the actual time of the period of the music, the artist, whatever. Sometimes a blend of all of these components, when no musician or record producer or record company could have foreseen it, puts a record like There Goes My Baby out there in the forefront. Some excellent material, I thought, and definitely the kind of sounds that brought me into the music initially. The most important, as Bill phrased, the trend-setting vocal groups from R&B hits of the 1950s. And I couldn't agree more with that Bronx group, The Chords, and Bill picking Shaboom there to open that up with. And, you know, the song Earth Angel itself, aside from the great vocal group sound and the beautiful love ballad and everything about that song, for as long as I could remember, I've always been fascinated with the title, how they sang and recorded a song to an earth angel. You know, what inspired them to sing a song as beautiful as that and to name it Earth Angel? That's something that I could remember wondering about even when I was younger.
The Penguins, Dan, were, the name was inspired by the cigarette Cool, which had the little penguins on it in 1954 on the package. That's how the group allegedly became the Penguins. They took their name, and that record is legendary. Wherever you go across the United States, when they think of a classic 50s ballad, Earth Angel is certainly on the top of the list. And it's it was the number one. It's the only time since 1970 that in the Still of the Night by the Five Satins wasn't number one in New York, was the Gus Gosser Top 200 survey in 1970, and Earth Angel was number one. That's the only time in the Still of the Night.
Only time. Bill Oeb, a very special guest, a wealth of information, celebrating Black History Month here at 90.7 FM on the Rhythm and Blues Group Harmony Review with yours truly, Dan Romanello. Don't forget, pass the word along about the show now being on the internet. You go to the website, to WFUV's webpage. You can find us at WFUV.org. Then go to the homepage and simply click on Listen to WFUV. We're going to get that word out. Not only to all of those wonderful listeners we have here in the tri-state area, and we would like to thank everyone for staying with the time change to the midnight hour and welcome all of the new people we're constantly hearing from on this Saturday night, midnight to 2 a.m. show. Going to turn it right back over to Bill, and I know we're going to go to something else very special.
The next chapter is the 1940s, and it's entitled The Unknown Vocal Groups. In the 1950s, much has been discussed, and it's a very interesting history of the vocal group singing harmony in the subways and then being signed to major labels. Well, in the 1940s, the Inkspots, the Mills Brothers, the Charioteers, and the Delta Rhythm Boys influence some vocal groups that are not really known, and I'm not even sure they even recorded records with a major label. I have never found any records that were recorded by a group called the Gingersnaps, which is the first recording entitled These Foolish Things. From the Jubilee Radio Show, 145, August 27th, 1945, I do know that there are three female members and one male. And a female does the lead vocal of the classic These Foolish Things, which was Benny Goodman's 1936 number one hit with Helen Ward on the lead. The Dreamers Quartet, again an unknown male vocal group, and they're from the Jubilee Show number 90, August 1st, 1944. They're doing the Delta Rhythm Boys recording of Dry Bones, and there's a great tenor on this record. A little different version than the Deltas. The last group of the three of the 1940s unknown vocal group set is a group called the Five Tones, who were on the Tommy Dorsey radio show August 18, 1942, and they were doing the big hit by Sister Rosetta Thorpe with the Lucky Millinder Orchestra entitled Shout, Brother, Shout. The Ink Spots did that in the movie Pardon My Sarong in 1942. So, Dan, three groups that I really don't know the members or very much about. These were not commercially released. And we have the next chapter in our special show tonight for Black History Month, the 1940s Unknown Vocal Groups.
Right here at 90.7 FM, public radio from Fordham University in New York.
With a quartet from Cosnich, the Ginger Snaps dish it out off the elbow with These Foolish Things.
See you.
We have on hand four lads who came up here to sing for you tonight. The Dreamers Quartet. I could use a lot of big words to describe their talent, but I'm going to let them speak musically for themselves. Their first number, Ezekiel Saw the Wheel.
Ezekiel saw the wheel turning way up in the middle of there. Ezekiel saw the wheel moving way in the middle of there. The big wheel run by faith of the Lord, the little wheel run by the grace of God. The wheel in the wheel, it's way in the middle of there. Ezekiel saw them dry bones. Ezekiel saw them dry bones. Ezekiel saw them dry bones to hear the word of the Lord.
Oh yes,
Ezekiel's gonna get them dry bones. Ezekiel's gonna get them dry bones. Ezekiel's gonna get them dry bones to hear the word of the Lord.
Oh yes,
the toe bone next to the foot bone next to the ankle bone next to the leg bone next to the knee bone.
Dorsey presents not one soldier, not two, but five. The Five Tones, a colored quintet from Camp Lee, Virginia. And here they are.
Tell the folks who you are.
Thank you, Mrs. Dorsey. We are Private Agent Edward Harshaw of Cincinnati, Laddie Grimm of Proctorville, North Carolina, Joseph F. Barnes, Jr. of Peekskill, New York, James L. Buchanan of Austin, New York, and Corporal Green May, Jr. of Cleveland. I am Corporal May, and I sing baritone.
Well, you sort of brought your whole squad along, didn't you, Corporal? Did your quintet work together before you joined up?
No, Mr. Dorsey. I'll tell you how it happened. I started singing one night alone in the barracks, and the rest of the fellows just drifted in and chimed in on the harmony. We practiced a couple of weeks, and then won the contest to appear on your show.
Well, that's swell, Corporal. Now, in just about 5 seconds, the whole country and our fellows listening overseas are going to hear your five voices blend in Shout, Brother, Shout. Come on, Tones, all five of you start shouting.
Brothers and sisters, I want you to dig this drive. Because when we start swinging, Jack, get on the metal side. Come on, all you hip cats. Let's get in the groove. Cause Jack, when his music hits you, that's the time to move.
Bend, love, and shout, brother, shout. Shout, brother, shout. When that spirit hits you, shout, brother, shout. Don't be afraid. Don't hang your head. Bend, love, and shout, brother, shout. Brother shout.
Yes, yeah. When the spirit hits you, running down your spine, know that spirit's killed for. Jack just got you out of your mind.
Shout, brother, shout. Shout, brother, shout. When that spirit hits you, shout, brother, shout. Don't be afraid. Don't hang your head. Then love and shout. Brother, shout. Brother, shout.
Yes, boy.
Shout now, brother, shout now, baby. Now, mommy soon find out. Oh, baby, shout, baby, shout. Mama, shout. Don't you be afraid now, baby. Now, mama, go on your way. Oh, baby, shout, mama, shout. Cause when that spirit hits you, running down your spine, know that spirit's killer boy. Jack just got you out of your mind.
Shout, brother, shout. Shout, brother, shout. When that spirit hits you, shout, brother, shout. Don't be afraid. Don't hang your head in the bench.
shout, brother shout, brother shout.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
The Five Tones, the group members, were introduced from the Tommy Dorsey radio show, August 18, 1942, Shout Brother Shout, Dreamers Quartet, Dry Bones Jubilee Show, August 1, 1944, and the Ginger Snaps and the wonderful version of These Foolish Things, August 27, 1945. The chapter, the 1940s, the unknown kind of vocal groups, and our next set is Black History Month be without the 78 RPM record, and we're going to go to a set of 78 RPM records that, quite frankly, in my opinion, have not been reproduced on CDs or albums in the best quality. So we have the first two 78s, or major records, one by the Five Crowns and one by the Ravens, and the third recording is a very, very rare recording that we will talk about after we finish this set. And there are two takes of the third record in this set. So the next chapter on Black History Month Rhythm and Blues Review is the 78 RPM record set.
We were it man for each other.
I try to give you love, dear, but you placed it on the shelf, so there's no use pretending, since you're loving so.
My darling, to you.
The Melbas, Morty Craft Session, the unreleased Ring-a-Ding, My Darling. Unreleased demo, you heard take one and part of take two. The beginning of take two is a cracked 78. And those recordings are complimentary of Mr. Blues, the disc jockey from WNJR. And the Melbas was a record that people had said was released on the Melba record label, but no one ever found the copy. But tonight, if you hadn't heard Lou Rollo's Big Beat Show on April 29th of 1999, we played one of the versions of that record, but the second version has not been played before. Prior to that, we heard the Ravens, Joe Van Lone, the operatic voice, and Jimmy Ricks, Leonard Pusey, Warren Suttles. There's no use in pretending. Mercury 5764. Session, New York City, October 25th, 1951. The same session that Dinah Washington sang Out in the Cold Again with the Ravens. And the first record, it doesn't, for Rhythm and Blues Vocal Group Harmony from the 1953 era, it doesn't get any better than the Five Crowns. And You Could Be My Love, Old Town Record 790. They were from 115th Street in Harlem. And the Cashbox, July 18th, 1953, announces the signing of the Five Crowns on Old Town. The September 19th, 1953, Cashbox, High Weiss discloses that heavy airplay in New York City is being received by the Five Crowns record. That is our 78 RPM record set. Dan?
Thank you, Bill. And, wow, speaking of the Five Crowns, you know how much I enjoy that particular side you began that set with, and sounds so much better on a 78, as you did point out from the 78 RPM set, You Could Be My Love. The Five Crowns and Old Town Records, Old Town number 790, Nicky Clark in that group, who also sang with the Harptones, the Three Clark Brothers, Doc Green, Yankee Paul. New York City Street Corner Harmony, I think, the epitome of that sound at its absolute finest, and very, very appropriate to be featured during our Black History Month special here on the Rhythm and Blues Group Harmony Review on WFUV in New York City, tracing the roots of this very special American art form, the Black R&B vocal group sound from the 1950s and all its influences prior to the 50s and various elements which all came together. And here in New York City, the show been on the air since 1963, and how appropriate it is to feature a group like the Five Crowns on this edition of the program. Bill Olb, my very special guest. Bill, what's next?
Well, actually, Dan, I heard the Five Crowns the first time on the Time Capsule show.
Ah.
Back in 1964.
Just like many of us.
A couple quick items. The UGHA is presenting the Heroines of R&B Volume 2, Symphony Space, on March 19th. So it's a wonderful show starring the Chantels, Barbara English of the Cliquettes, Ruth McFadden, Della Griffin and the Enchanters, and Cindy and the Cliftonaires. So please buy a ticket. It's a wonderful show. Also, UGHA Hall of Fame, April 8th, which is coming up. Certain wonderful groups, including the Crests and the Calvanes, will be inducted to the UGHA Hall of Fame. Our next chapter in our special show tonight is more non-commercially released recordings, and these are 1940s borrowed hits. This chapter, some major hits borrowed by vocal groups, and they didn't record them on records. And we're going to start out with the Mills Brothers, who borrowed Louis Prima's Robin Hood. We're going to go to the Jubilaires, who borrowed Al Jolson's April Showers. We're going to go to the Golden Gate Quartet, borrowed Glenn Miller's Kalamazoo. The Delta Rhythm Boys borrowed the Mills Brothers' Paper Doll, and the Delta Rhythm Boys borrowed the Andrew Sisters' Shoo Shoo Baby. This is the next set, the 1940s borrowed hits, non-commercially recorded songs.
One helping of the Mills Brothers is never enough. So as an encore, here they are once again with a bright new novelty number called Robin Hood.
Many long years ago, a fellow named Robin Hood, he used to rob the rich most every chance he could. Now you mustn't get me wrong, because there was no square with his trusty bow, whenever he could part your hair. His buddy was Little John, another was Alan Dale, 140 more, together they hit the trail. They were scampering through the forest to the Blue Boar Inn. Mr. Eden showed them where they should begin. He took from the rich man and gave it to the poor man. Had a fear for no man, only his chick, whose name was Mary Ann. Now here was a switcheroo, a Robin Hood's loyal crew. King Richard forgave them all and told them what they could do. They became his royal rangers and were very good. So this ends our little tale of Robin Hood. He took from the rich man and gave it to the poor man. Had a fear for no man, only his chick, whose name was Mary Ann. Now here is the switcheroo, a Robin Hood's loyal crew. King Richard forgave them all and showed them what they could do. They became his royal rangers and were very good. So this ends our little tale of Robin Hood.
Come your way, they bring the flowers that bloom in May.
So if it's raining, have no regret, because it isn't raining rain, you know, it's raining violets. And where you see clouds up on the hill, you soon will see crowds of daffodils.
So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for his song.
Whenever April showers come along.
The Golden Gate Quartet. Professors of higher strata of jive. Put you under their spell as they spell Kalamazoo. A. B. C. D. E. F. G. H.
I got a gal in Kalamazoo.
I don't want to boast, but I know she's a tall stuff. Kalamazoo.
Years have gone by, my, how she grew.
I like her looks when I carry the books in Kalamazoo.
I'm going to send a wire, hopping on a fire. I'm leaving today. Am I dreaming? I can hear her screaming. Hiya, Mr. Jackson, everything's okay.
A-L-A-M-A-Z-O.
Oh, what a gal. See the real pipperoo.
I make my bid for the Franco biscuit.
I'm hurrying too. Going to Michigan to see the sweetest gal in Kalamazoo. Zoo, 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 zoo.
Zoo.
Now, fellas, here's a great combination singing Paper Doll, the Delta Rhythm Boys.
I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night,
rather have a paper doll to call my own than have a fickle-minded real-life girl.
I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own. A doll that other fellows can steal. And then those flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dolls that are real. Now, when I come home at night, she will be waiting. Yes, she'll be the truest doll in all this world. I'd rather have a paper doll just to call my own than have a fickle-minded real-life girl. I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own, a doll that other fellows cannot steal away. 'Cause, Jack, I'd rather have a doll that I don't have to buy and dine than have a fickle-minded or a cheating, two-timing, a troublemaking real-life girl.
Thank you, Delta Rhythm Boys.
The war season of 1944, and the war season brings its inevitable goodbyes and the tragedy of parting. But this is also the swing season of 1944, and somehow those farewells turn out four to the bar. The Delta Rhythm Boys exhibit this testimony, Shoo Shoo Baby.
Shoo Shoo, here you go, fry, off
baby.
Shoo, 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 baby.
Shoo, 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 baby.
Bye, 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 baby.
Shoo, ya, ya.
Your papa's off to the seven seas.
Oh,
don't cry, baby.
Shoo, ya, ya.
Don't sigh, baby.
Shoo, ya, ya.
Bye, 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 baby.
Shoo, ya, ya.
When I come back, we'll live a life of ease.
Seems kind of tough now to say goodbye this way. But papa's gotta be rough now so that he can be sweet to you another day.
Bye, baby.
Doolia, doolia.
Don't cry, baby.
Doolia, doolia.
Shoo, 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 baby.
Doolia, doolia.
Your papa's off to the seven seas.
Shoo, 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 shoo. Goodbye now.
Hey!
Gotta be leaving soon. I'm shoving off and I know that I'll miss you, baby. Don't cry, don't cry. Goodbye now. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm coming back sharp as a tack and we'll have a ball after victory. Seems kind of tough now to tell you goodbye, 'cause now this way your papa gotta go get rough right now so that we can make love from Monday to Sunday. Bye, 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 pretty baby. Don't you cry, pretty baby. I've got a job to do right now. I'm off to the seven seas. Baby, shoo, 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 baby. Papa's going off to the seven seas. I gotta be racking and packing and sacking and leaving. Don't cry, baby, don't sigh, baby. And after I go, don't forget to say no, 'cause you're not the you who went. No, seems kind of tough now to say goodbye this way. But Papa's gotta be rough now so that he can be sweet to you another day. Shoo, 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 baby. Shoo, 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 baby. Bye, 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 baby. Your papa's off to the seven seas. Shoo, 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 baby.
Shoo, 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 baby.
Bye, 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 baby.
Don't cry, baby.
Don't cry, baby. When I come back, we'll live a life of ease. We'll live and love as the dog comes, please. Shoo, shoo, baby. Goodbye.
The 1940s borrowed hits that were not commercially recorded are chapter in our in tonight's show. First, the Mills Brothers from the Mail Call Radio 1944 show with Robin Hood. Then we went to the Jubilaires live show, April 8th, 1947, April Showers, the Golden Gate Quartet, Jubilee, November 4th, 1942 show, the big Glenn Miller hit, Kalamazoo, the Delta Rhythm Boys, borrowed from the Mills Brothers' smash hit, Paper Doll, 1944 mail call show, and the Mills Brothers record, Dan, sold 6 million copies in the 1940s, a lot of records. They also did Paper Doll in the movie High Good Look in 1944. The last track in this set, the Delta Rhythm Boys, and that very swinging Shoo Shoo Baby from the radio show California Melodies, June 3rd, 1944. That completes this set.
Really beautiful rendition of Shoo Shoo Baby, and that very special set presented here for historical purposes, historical and educational purposes, celebrating Black History Month. Here in February the year 2000 at 90.7 FM on the Group Harmony Review, paying tribute to the black artists of rhythm and blues and the roots of the R&B sound from the 1950s, the popular swing, pop, blues, jazz, and gospel artists of this great American heritage, Black Vocal Group Harmony, here on Black History Month of the Rhythm and Blues Review with Bill Obe, very special guest.
Our next chapter, Dan, is the female vocalists with a jazz flavor. And actually, I picked this record out for last year's show, put it in the pile, and wound up playing this as one of my most played records during the year 1999. It's Betty Everett and a vocal group is next. Where Are You? The old Mellow Moods record.
Where are you? Where have you gone without me? I thought you cared about me. Are you?
You know how much I love that female material there, Bill.
Priscilla Bowman, Jay McShann Orchestra, recorded September 4th, 1955, the alternate take version of Hootie's Blues. The original that came out on VJ 213 doesn't have the band doing the vocals. It has a trumpet in its place. And the first record, the wonderful Betty Everett and a vocal group, Where Are You? I'm not sure what year it's from. It came out on an Allegiance LP 5009, but it's really a nice record.
That version of Where Are You was absolutely incredible. I loved it from the very first note. It was excellent. And as you mentioned, the Priscilla Bauman you just closed with was an alternate take. You played that, I guess, from an LP. And you have the original take here, the original one on a 45.
I brought it in for Dan and showed him the VJ 213 and doesn't have a vocal group.
Unbelievable. Very, very excellent material to as we're getting ready to wind down and cap off our Black History Month special, the second annual that Bill Loeb was kind enough to contribute to the Rhythm and Blues Group Harmony Review. And speaking of the female sounds, I, of course, will always be doing my tribute to the ladies of R&B during Black History Month, something that I've been doing for many, many years, and I consider it an important part of this show. I remember, Bill, the very first time I did a female lead male group special, and this goes back to when we had 3 hours, someone called up and said, do you actually have enough material to fill 3 hours? And it just goes to show you that years ago, the perception of the female contribution to R&B was very, very limited, or at least unknown.
I was one of the few people collecting female records in the 1960s, and people would look at me and you're buying all these records?
We're very happy to have you here. Bill Loeb making the Black History Month special indeed very special here at 90.7 FM. Bill.
Our final chapter, we're going to go to a backup vocal group. Actually, they did their own recordings, the Charioteers, and they're doing backup vocal group harmony for some non-commercially released songs. That is the next chapter. We start off with Bing Crosby and the Charioteers, If I Had My Way, from the Kraft Music Hall, September 9th, 1943.
If I had my way, forever there'd be a garden of roses for you and for me. A thousand and one things I would do just for you. Never grow old, and sunshine I'd bring every day.
Every day
you would rain all alone, like a queen. Like like a queen on a throne. If I had my way,
what a quick 2 hours indeed, Bill. I want to thank you very, very much. That was excellent, that one.
Thank you, Dan. And I don't know where the time went, but it went by quickly. Folks, hope you enjoyed the show. Please support Dan. He needs your support. And thank you, Dan, for inviting me. It was my pleasure.
Thank you, Bill. I know you're going to be coming back, and you're always welcome to join me on these very special editions of the Group Harmony Review. Thank you for presenting this historic material on Black History Month here at 90.7 FM on the Rhythm and Blues Review. Yours truly, Dan Romanello, along with Bill O. Thanking you for listening. Stay tuned to the Beale Street Caravan, and we'll see you next week right here at 90.7 FM.